Today's gospel follows the gospels of the previous Sundays, which reminded us to the fundamental value of prayer. Remember, the leper was saved in his faith for having given thanks. In the same way, the insistence of the widow told us with what perseverance we must cry out to the Lord that we cannot do anything without the power of his mercy. Yes, brothers and sisters, in this month of October, we have been going to the school of prayer. And again, this evening, we are given to see two concrete examples that reveal how we maintain or not our relationship of prayer with the Lord. The question is, how do we express ourselves before God? The Pharisee of the Gospel reminds us well that we too, it happens once or another to boast, to attribute to our merits what we have such virtue, that we have such virtue, or that we do not have such defect. Sometimes we even fail to see our faults and sins. To believe ourselves better than others, and necessarily to judge and condemn them. It happens. It happens in the relationships inside the household. So the Pharisee of the gospel is in this state of mind, and that is why he pretends to pray by naming God. But does he really address himself to God? The evangelist Luke mentioned this. He said, the Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. In reality, he boasts. He compares himself. You know the adage, when I look at myself, I feel sorry for myself. But when I compare myself, I console myself. Our Pharisee only retain the second part of it. He compares himself, consoles himself, congratulates himself. He certainly desires to be justified. He certainly desires divine justice. But forgetting that it comes from God, he claims to attribute it to himself as a reward for his efforts. He is so happy with himself. He thinks he is already saved. Then he prays, but he prays badly. Why does he pray badly? Because he asks nothing of God, nothing. Certainly, his prayer begins with, "Oh God, I thank you." But what does he give thanks for? Of his own greatness. Brothers and sisters, a prayer without humility and without a call to mercy cannot please God. This Pharisee, though he was fond of the Bible, had forgotten what pleases God and which Sirach in the first reading developed for us, saying, the poor persevere in his request until the Most High has cast his eyes upon him. Until the Most High responds, judges justly, and affirms the right. For me, in reality, if we do not ask God for anything important, then we are sure to receive nothing, and thus not to be justified, not to be saved. In order to be saved, therefore, we must pray. Pray well. And praying well is about looking at and asking. Look at God rather than ourselves. Look at Him and let ourselves be looked at by Him. This is what the tax collector does by stooping before God. And because he humbled himself, God raises him up. Because he recognized himself as a sinner, God forgives him. Yes, the prayer of the poor crosses the clouds. This prayer touches the heart of God. The psalmist proclaimed it, saying that the Lord hears the cry of the poor. And who is the poor? Saint Augustine, in his sermon 14, answered, saying that, quote, all those who refuse pride are poor before God. And we know that God is reaching out to the poor and needy. They have recognized that their hope cannot rest on gold or money or on those goods they possess in abundance for a time. When someone despises in himself all that pride knows how to swell so well, he is a poor man of God. God inclines his ear to him because he knows the suffering of his heart. So learn, he continues, learn to be poor and destitute, whether or not you have something in this world. One can find a proud beggar and a rich man imbued with the feeling of his misery. God refuses himself to the proud, whether they are clothed in silk or covered in rags. He gives his grace to the humble, whether they possess goods of this world or not. God considers the inside. It is there that he weighs, there that he examines. You do not see the balance of God. Your feelings, your projects, your thoughts. That's what he puts in the tray. In the tray. And there is anything around you or in you, if there is anything around you or in you that leads you to smugness, reject it. Let God be your assurance. Be poor of him so that he may fill you with himself. Saint Augustine, Sermon 14. Brothers and sisters, it is therefore understandable why Jesus concludes this parable by saying, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." So during this Mass, and in the presence of the Virgin Mary, our Mother Mary, the incomparable model of humility, let us implore our Lord to sustain us, to strengthen us with his grace. For without him, it will never be said enough, without him, we can do nothing. Amen.